of Big Money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. Call or Fold here on the Bart Winkler Show every Tuesdays until we deem otherwise. Card is always subject to change. Wrestling fans and boxing fans know that pretty well. All right, Bart, let's start here. We touched on it a little earlier today, but we always get new listeners in and out. And who knows, if you missed any part of the show, you could always check out the Odyssey app. It's free to download. Use a rewind feature. You won't miss a second. And I podcast everything. So there is that as well. And much to my chagrin, because that means I don't leave when the show is over. In any case, Cam Hayward, on his Not Just Football podcast, said he is not going to be recruiting Aaron Rodgers to the team. This comes 1 year later after he was actively doing so for Russell Wilson. Now, same goes for new Steelers receiver DK Metcalf. Quote, "This is a historic organization. They've done the recruiting before I even got here. So whoever wants to come here and try to win as many games as we can, they can join us. But if not, good luck on the other side." Bart, let me remind you and everybody else listening, the Steelers don't really have a quarterback on the roster other than Mason Rudolph. Justin Fields and Russell Wilson were their options last season. Wilson not necessarily ruled out yet, but they're still kind of kicking the tires on Aaron Rodgers to see who can fill the void for this year. So call or fold, Pittsburgh playing hardball with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to call that.
Cold.
I think this whole situation, which has not developed at all, we have still not heard from Aaron Rodgers. Who have we heard from? Seriously. Adam Schefter? Trying to break through the tea leaves. He's not getting any information. Diana Russini, I still can't tell if Rodgers is pro her or not.
He can't stand her.
Someone's trying to make Rodgers to the Vikings happen. And that somebody might be Aaron Rodgers. I think we may be in a situation where if Aaron can't play for the Vikings, he might retire. And I don't mean that he's going to retire. I said this 2 weeks ago. We're still on the trajectory where he doesn't do anything for weeks, for months. I think teams should start to plan that Aaron Rodgers will be available in August. So if that means I'm willing to, wait, see what happens. Be Pittsburgh, bring in a Mason Rudolph. He can at least get you through camp. And then who knows? Maybe you kick the tires on that again and whatever. I don't know how good this team is to begin with. I mean, I know they just got DK Metcalf, but this is the same Steelers team it's always been. I still think that signing Russell Wilson's their best play. For the Giants, just do what the Steelers are doing. Sign Jameis Winston. Have somebody that's in there, and figure it out. And then Russell Wilson, you need to stop waiting on a team to wait for Aaron Rodgers. You just need to sign somewhere. And you might have to do it for cheap. I think the problem with Russ is he's going to get to a point where, he wants to come play, but also he is still thinks he's a starter, which last year he was a starter. And so he's going to want starter money. Daniel Jones signed for what? 1 year, $14 million? Is Russell Wilson going to sign for that somewhere? I don't think so. Because not only is it maybe insulting sometimes, but when you sign for less money, the team might feel less beholden to have to play you. So I think the Steelers should continue to play hardball. My prediction is still the Vikings stay with J.J. McCarthy. I think they're very intrigued with the possibility of Aaron Rodgers, but I think they play it out and realize it might do more harm than good. I think the Steelers can get along fine with Mason Rudolph, and if Rodgers really wants to play in August after a lot of these mini camps, fine, he'll come play. And unfortunately, Carlos, I think the Giants are there's not enough women in this town for you.
What are you talking about? No. We'll get Jameis Winston. We'll be fine. Crab legs for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that. You know, we'll get great press conferences.
You know, you got your graduating class where there's 13 guys and 12 ladies, and they've all paired up together, and there's one guy standing, and he's got to move. Or wait till one of those other guys gets divorced.
There's always a chance. All right, let's go here. Congratulations to Johnny Broom of Auburn and Cooper Flagg of Duke for being named the unanimous first team picks for the Associated Press's Men's College Basketball All-American Teams. That was a mouthful, trust me. In Cooper Flagg's case, he was among the first five on the ballots of all 61 national media members who vote for the weekly AP Top 25 and is the 19th Duke player to be named first team. He's been living up to the hype despite being out recently with an injury. So call or fold, Bart, Cooper Flagg is a slam dunk number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft.
I will call.
Cold.
The hesitation would be if for some reason he stays at Duke, which there's been enough discussion about that being a possibility. I don't think that he would do that. I think the big thing for me is you can go back to school and get another year of NIL money. But what are we looking at with NIL money? Like, highest case scenario. Give me a number. How much can he make next year at Duke?
Oof, that's a good question. How much is he making off the New Balance deal? Because he's already signed to that, right?
I don't know. Let me just say like 8.
Sure.
Would he come back for 8? Because if he went to the NBA, what would he be making? Like 4.5? 5, 6, 7, maybe 6, 7, 8? But you got to start looking at it like, yeah, maybe I can get a little more this year with the NIL. But what I can also do is go to the NBA, start my rookie scale contract, finish it a year sooner, and then get an even bigger payday once it's done. So I think long term, there's so much more money to be had in the NBA that, yeah, it's an attractive situation. And I think, like, in the women's game right now, where there's a lot more money coming into college than the WNBA, that could be a more viable solution or viable option. But and then if he's drafted, he's gonna go number one. So yes, I'm calling Cooper Flagg number one.
Keep in mind, he's still only 18 years old. He doesn't turn 19 in December of this year. That's nuts. All right, you spoke earlier about the international games that the NFL and MLB have had. Cubs and Dodgers kicked off the season in Japan yesterday morning, I guess. I don't know, whatever time zone you're in. NFL opened up last season in Brazil. We'll add hockey to the mix because the NHL announced that the Nashville Predators and the Pittsburgh Penguins will play a pair of regular season games next season as part of the Global Series in Stockholm, Sweden. David Proper, who is the Senior Executive Vice President for Media and International Strategy, said the league's focus for the Global Series was to have fans from a particular country experience the NHL while seeing their fellow compatriots. Both the Predators and Penguins have Swedish natives, you know, or Sweden-born players on those teams. So kind of similar with the Cubs and Dodgers having Japanese players on the team going to Tokyo. So Bart, call or fold. American sports leagues are being greedy by taking games out of the United States.
Yeah, and this is kind of what we were talking about a little bit. I think that, call. Because the American market's not enough. And this is the thing that I've learned about money. It's never enough. For example, I have a friend who might have went to a Bucks game on Sunday and then might have gone to the local casino afterwards and then might have hit a bonus and then might have walked away down on the night even after hitting a sizable bonus.
What's the name of your friend?
Bart Winkler.
There we go.
Because when is it enough? You never have enough. You always have a path and want more. The international stuff, there's so much that's cool about it. It gives the players a chance, breaks up the season. It gives fans a chance to go. It's a new spot. And for the, you know, for people in Sweden, they're like, wow, this is really cool. So there's a lot that's pro. I think what is bothering me, or what gives me hesitation, is that the English Premier League won't come play a regular season game here. And it seems like all of our leagues are sending, we're going all over the place, but the English Premier League isn't giving a regular season game here. And the other thing is, I don't want to see the big events start to, like, we can't have a Super Bowl in London. Okay? We can't have a WrestleMania outside of the United States. All right? So that's an opening day with the Cubs and Dodgers. It's like, I just want to protect those kind of things. But if there's enough other games and there's dollars to be made, that is the American dream. So I'm not going to stop them.
Ah, capitalism, of course. Nothing wrong there. We're halfway done with the first four games of the NCAA tournament. Amar Knox's layup of 1 second left lifted Alabama State to its first NCAA tournament win as they defeat St. Francis 70-68. North Carolina was controversially selected as one of the last four in over the likes of West Virginia. But they take care of business. They defeated San Diego State 95-68. North Carolina will now take on Ole Miss on Friday. Bart, call or fold? The selection committee got bailed out by North Carolina winning big over San Diego State.
I'm going to fold that.
Fold.
And even if North Carolina goes on the run, if they beat Ole Miss, if they even beat Iowa State, a team that is unlike a team that they've been able to beat, it will always have the Bubba Cunningham was on the committee. There will always be that, should they have even been there? Should they, like, if you get in and then win, that's great. Did you do enough to even get in the first place? I think that will always be there. I don't think we'll quite asterisk it, but I do think it will always be there. Now, it certainly did help, but it also keeps the story alive a little bit. And I don't think that that's the worst thing for the NCAA. Now we've all got a team that collectively we've got a storyline over. You know, there's a lot of these teams that we don't know that much about. This isn't Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson anymore. Okay? Yeah, we know Duke. We know St. John's is like piercing through the zeitgeist with Rick Pitino and that turnaround. But this gives the NCAA another team that, oh, I got to make sure I know what time North Carolina's on to play because I'm intrigued in that story. So if anything, you know what? Maybe it does. Maybe, geez. I already folded, right?
You want to flip it to a call?
No, I folded my cards. I got to play by the rules.
Okay.
But then what I'm going to do is I would have won on the river. And I'm going to let everybody know, oh, I would have won on the river.
Yeah, but you know what? When somebody wants to see my hand, I'm sorry, you got to pay to play. You know, I don't show anything for free, but good for you. All right, last one here. You can't spell March Madness without M. And the M is for money. The NCAA has agreed to permanently drop its rule prohibiting athletes from negotiating the terms of name, image, and likeness payments until after they enroll in school. The now abolished rule was designed to try to keep schools and boosters from using NIL deals as a recruiting incentive for high school athletes and players in the transfer portal. But coaches and schools have been saying that this is pretty much the only deciding factor for an athlete's decision. Call or fold, the student athlete era is dead and college is now officially professional sports.
Yeah, call. I mean, as close as we can be.
Cold.
I think when NIL was first introduced, it was really cool. It was like, oh, this third string tight end from Kansas caught a touchdown in a big game, and because of that, he's able to profit and get a sponsorship deal with Buffalo Wild Wings, which had happened. It was, oh, these guys are able to take the notoriety they have and maybe the influence, and on their Instagram, they can be playing basketball in the t-shirt that has the brand of a soft drink or a water or something like that. Or, hey, we are actually profiting off their name, image, and likeness. So if we're going to put them in a video game or sell their jerseys, rather than just put their number and then the name of the school on the nameplate, we can actually put their name. They're going to be able to make money based on us making money off them. It escalated very quickly into not that. It escalated very quickly into there's teams with athletic or GMs now. GMs. And there's like we're going to get to a point where there's a salary cap, except we're not. Because you open the floodgates so quickly with no thought of what could happen that there's so much you're not going to be able to jam back into the bottle. A lot of the toothpaste is out of the tube here. It's going to be very tough. So, yeah, whatever we thought of college sports, it's still interesting. We're still watching it. But the era that we're in is not the era that we were in even 3 years ago. So, absolutely call that.
Well, welcome to the Wild Wild West, and that is Caller Fold.
Time to cash out.
He beat me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.